looking over our options as China is absent from our markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what the U.S. government is doing, looking over our options as China remains absent from the market. U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, a member of the House Ag Committee.
Yeah, exactly. The good thing is we've talked to the administration a lot, and Trump gets it. He wants to protect our farmers. He's doing everything he can. We'd rather not have a payment. I mean, that's been talked about, to have $10, $12 billion appropriated to help farmers. I want to open the market. Japan, we had a big breakthrough with Japan. We had another big, obviously, the EU and Taiwan and Korea. But China, you know, they haven't bought our soybeans now. I think it's going on 8 weeks. And, boy, it sure be nice to open that market and give some soybeans the relief that price needs. So, we've been working with the administration on that. There's some movement in that area. But there's some positive things up front right now in that trade deal.
Talk about things that are positive. I know something very dear to your heart as well is our ethanol, our value-added products. Anything going on here? Obviously, we need to push forward to get E15 year-round and such.
And that again, it just frustrates me because we had it teed up, ready to go in the Appropriations Committee. I know Senator Fisher was and Senator Grassley were pushing it. Senator Fisher from Nebraska. I'm sure Thune and Rounds were also, but we had it teed up ready to go, and now the government shuts down. You know, that was just, again, you talk about trying to relieve some of that corn price and even biodiesel.
Value-added products are a benefit. With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.